Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, but again, I don't even know the terminology. I just study so much. I
don't,
like,
and you don't teach this?
Nah, not yet.
This whole setup, like, this is a class. You see, I got this too. About 15 minutes. I'm over here like, okay, what should I buy? What should I get?
No, I can help you out. I got the DJI 3. I got so much shit.
That's good.
I got so much, bro. Like, ridiculous. I got a whole nother travel setup. Like, if I needed to, like, I was just telling him, one of the best things I like about our setup is, like, if I needed to travel right now, mm-hmm. I could keep all this stuff here.
Here, and you got a travel setup.
Yeah.
Or would it still, like, have the look like this?
Yeah. Yeah,
So you got, like, two of everything.
Kind of. So not two of every camera, but I got four cameras. So I might take the cameras with me, but, like, I got lighting. I got, like, the most important thing for me is the boards.
Boards.
Yeah. For me. That's not the most important thing of the setup.
What does it do?
The boards. It just, like, I don't have to. So I got, the things that matter to me is, like, the HDMI cords.
Right.
So when I move my cameras, I can leave the HDMI cords in a board right here.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so just like the plug-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel me? But, like, the most important thing for the set is the mics and the lights.
The mics and the lights.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, you can get, like, I don't know. That might be what, like, a Canon Rebel T, bro. What is that, bro? What you got for your?
That's a Canon 80D.
Yeah, well, a Canon 80D. You can get even lower than that. You can get, like, a Rebel T. That's like years old. Yeah. But if you got, like, good lighting. Good audio, they will never know the difference. You know what I'm saying? You can get a 50 lens on a Rebel T, and it will go crazy if you got great lighting. You feel me?
So this switching back and forth, like how you talking and I'm talking, is that something he's doing or your camera's doing?
That's what he's doing.
So you got to have somebody basically back there.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, they got something called Autopod where even like if I ever have to like be by myself, which I did multiple times, I just cut it on, make sure we in focus, record. I take all the files, put it in Autopod, and it edits it for me. Yeah. Cuts out the middleman. Yeah.
You see what you teaching me? I was surprised you don't have some type of course. Like, you missing out on money. You know how many people will really be like, let me sign up now.
Yeah. Nah,
what?
I mean. Well, yeah, we could get started. You could turn this TV around. Oh, all right, yeah. You know, I just don't, the guests get distracted. I don't want you to get to looking at yourself too much. Nah, man. Yeah, but even like stuff like that, you can get like a confidence monitor where you can have like one for you, one for the guests.
So they can see confidence monitor.
But I wouldn't suggest it, but it's just because, like, if we're talking, it's what we...
It'll distract them because they're looking at themselves.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But people have it. Like, a lot of sets have it. I just personally wouldn't suggest it. I think it's dead. I forgot to charge it. Yeah, my bad. It's dead. But, like, then little things, like, you learn, like, the monitors that's recording on a camera, we want to do, like, two sets of audio, two sets of video, right? So just in case, like, I don't know, something happened, I got extra footage, I got extra audio.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. But, I mean, all this stuff comes over time. Can you pass my phone? If you don't mind, it's right there by you. Yeah, man. So, what kind of conversation you want to have?
So basically, we're here to promote, but not promote. Like, they don't want me directly promoting. But what I am is, I'm a creative business coach. I show crafters, creatives.
I know what you do.
You know what I do? Okay, so we have a challenge coming up, me and Neo, in September. October. So I'm doing these podcast runs. So I guess trying to get like a new audience because right now I only have like crafters and creators following me. So when I get on these podcasts, like I'm getting just like new audience, finding out who I am, what it is that I do. But my goal is to just teach people how to turn their skill into a subscription-based program. Like what I was just sitting here telling you, like I'm listening to you like, oh, shoot, that's a class. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do with other people. Like, okay, what are you good at? Like, how can we turn it into a subscription-based model? And that's what we're running in the challenge in October is we're pushing this challenge, showing people how to do these sure. type of challenges. Yeah.
And you was doing this out at the hotel before? Like,
well,
a long time.
I never did this. So
well, you was crafting. Like, crafting. You got started.
Yeah.
Like, you was thugging it.
I was like, you done did a little research.
I mean, I would hope so. I don't know why people...
Look, we done been on podcast. People like, what do you do? So this is new to me. This is like really new to me.
Man, I don't know why it be...
Wow. How long you been researching? About a day?
Yeah, not too
That's
long.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, don't need, I mean...
Yeah.
But, okay. So, not too promote-y.
Not too promote-y, but, you know, talking about a little bit of story, a little bit of what community, how important that is, building your brand.
So you want to do like one of my interviews then?
How you in? I never seen your interview.
So like basically that like story, but I know when I'm doing entrepreneurs, I try to be more intentional about the business because like I have like two sides of interview. When I interview celebrities and stuff like that, I'm more so like humanizing them, like what makes them human, right? Like talking about probably the things they've been through, how people can learn from the mistakes they made. You know what I'm saying? But when I do entrepreneurs, like I still have a similar conversation, but I'd be more intentional about talking about the business because I know that's what they want to promote. I know that they want to get the clips from that. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. So what would you suggest, Kev, Keisha? Because I know some people, like, don't do direct promoting, but if you're saying, like, yeah, you can push it, but then you still want a little backstory, like, what would y'all suggest? I like both of those.
I mean, we could do a blend.
Yeah.
Nothing would, I would say, a call to action
unless we got like the end like
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get you to give some money away, too. I'm just saying. Just letting you know. Be prepared.
Oh, we do. I'm going to give away queen. So.
All right.
But so the event, though, is basically the October challenge that we're doing. That's the event.
No, we got it. I mean, it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about that for sure. You feel me? Like,
okay. He said don't do dates so they can run his podcast every year.
Yeah.
So if I don't set a date, it's like when they listen to it next year.
Now, you could do the date because we're promoting it, but you good. It's fine.
What about the money?
Yeah, you good. You could do the date. It's fine. Because you're going to have other things.
He said don't do it.
You're going to have other things. Trust me. It's okay.
Okay.
Like, you ain't going to get in trouble.
Okay.
Because, like, you still, like, if somebody watching it is in October.
One of them is, yeah.
All right, bro, when is it? I got one in October. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we're going to be talking about evergreen stuff, too. So, like what you were just talking to me about, right? Like, about, you're not teaching a course. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's stuff that you could promote forever.
Right.
You need to promote a course, like, and that's what I'm here to do. Like, I'm here to show people how they can get into promoting a course. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
that's...
see, my course is not evergreen, so it only opens up every 3 months.
Mm.
So it's like I don't really have the only call to action now is, you know, join our
challenge.
Well, join the wait list, right? Because that's what he said. The passion to challenge.com. When they click there, it's just collecting their information.
You don't have to overthink it. It's cool.
Okay.
Just have, I mean, you know what you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If it's not evergreen, say that. If it's every 3 months, say that. If you might not be doing it in 3-6 months because you're pregnant, say that. I'm just saying. Like,
got
yeah.
you. Okay.
Do people know you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, so wait. Your last name is Wilcox.
Smith.
Your last name is Smith.
My last name is Wilcox. My marriage name is Smith.
Yeah, okay, your husband. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I was wondering. Right.
I just say Cassandra Wilcox Smith because you might see me over here that say Cassandra Wilcox and then over here is Cassandra Smith. So I just put all three together. Cassandra Wilcox Smith. But yeah. It's Cassandra Smith, definitely.
How was that, though? Like, I mean, I guess we can get started.
Oh, okay. Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we're going to get into it.
That's petty.
I'm just saying.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Let's talk about it.
And it's like, what do you call yourself, a professional crafter?
A creative business coach.
Creative business coach. So yes. You don't use crafting. You don't say that.
I
no
say
more.
It as keywords when I'm promoting content, but it's not like when I define myself, I'm not a craft. I mean, I'm a crafter. That's what I started at. But right now, I'm a creative business coach.
Oh, you promoted yourself.
Huh?
You promoted yourself.
Correct. I pivoted. So you get what I'm saying? Like, I pivoted.
So a creative business coach.
Yes.
So no more crap. No more calling myself a crafter.
Right.
All right.
Okay. I started out as a crafter, though. Are we recording? This is good.
Yeah, we're recording.
Are we recording? Oh, okay.
We want to get this thing started, though? Let's get into it, man. Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. We are in the building. Oh, man. I'm going to just go ahead and give y'all the 15 minutes. I don't know how long. How long was it, Joe? Yeah, I'm going to give y'all the 10 minutes. Pause. I'm going to just let y'all have it. Like, y'all can, you know what I'm saying? But we officially starting the show. Cassandra is in the building. Cassandra Wilcox Smith is in the building. She got a special story for us. She's going to tell us, right? She's going to tell us. She started off thugging in a hotel, you know what I'm saying, crafting things and stuff like that. I think she got the idea. I'm going to let you tell your own story, but okay. She got the idea because she couldn't afford getting a shirt or something, like a hoodie made for our kids or something like that. So she like, bro, I'm going to just do it myself. You feel me? Started in a hotel. She made $1,000. She quit a job. That makes no sense to me. I'm going to ask her. She's here. I'm going to ask her. She said she's working for corporate and she'd be making like $1,000 a month. I don't understand that. But Miss Cassandra's in the building. What up, man? How you doing?
What's up, Jay? How are you doing?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain.
Thank you for having me.
It's a blessing to have you. So let's get straight to it, man.
Okay.
You are, you got to say it again.
A creative business coach. Yes.
What the hell is that?
So it's basically where I teach creatives and crafters how to turn their skill into a subscription-based program where people are paying them monthly to learn what it is that they do.
Great. That's smart. But why? Why is that important?
Because that's what happened to me, and I was able to take my business from 0 to 100 real quick. So I'm like, people got to know about this.
What? I'm curious because when you say real quick, I think what you been doing is like 3 years now?
I started in 2019.
19?
Yeah.
So like 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. When did you start doing the subscription stuff?
2020.
2020. So from 2019 to 2020, a year.
It wasn't even a year. I want to say I quit my job around November.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2020 of May. So that's probably about 6 months.
What made you go the subscription route? So fast, though.
What made me go from just B to C to B to B, I was selling T-shirts, did that $1,000, but then the T-shirt slowed down. Nobody was buying it. So I'm like, I got to go B to B. I got to start selling to other crafters. I got to teach to other crafters like me. So I went from selling T-shirts to consumers. Now I'm teaching businesses how to make their own T-shirts. I'm teaching them how to make other different things. And they want to know, okay, what else besides T-shirts can I make? Okay, I can show you how to design.
Mm.
I can show you how to set up your website. I can show you how to set up your LLC. But I can't do that with a one-time fee. Let me put it in a membership so every month y'all are learning how to grow your business. And they continue to pay. As long as I kept learning, I brought something back to teach them, and they continue to pay this every month.
All right, so I'm thinking, so tie this in with me, because I'm thinking, like, I do podcasts. I'm in entertainment, right?
Okay.
So most podcasters and entertainers, we need YouTube. We need free content because we're trying to grow. That's how we look at it, most people, right? Okay. I just got into the subscription-based content because I understand the importance and when it comes to longevity.
Right.
And building a following.
Community. Yes.
Right, exactly. I understand the importance now, but again, I still have this creative part of me, like, we need YouTube, we need all these, we need Instagram because virality, right?
Right.
If I can get on there and go viral, then I can have a bigger audience. Then I can charge
definitely
more. Then I can do bigger things, right? However, the subscription-based content is really the way to go. So what I'm asking is, as a business owner, how can we correlate that to creative too? Just curious. Can you? Because like you will want to go viral, right? You still got to make free videos and do free stuff.
Definitely. That's how you build the community. So you still got to promote on social media. Like, just because you got a subscription-based model, like, you still have to promote it, whether it's through ads, emails, SMS, organic content. It still got to be promoted to get people inside of that community to even pay that a month. So you don't get rid of, you know, marketing. You still got to market to get the people over. But I like to market free classes because if people see, oh, my gosh, she's giving that much free value, I wonder what that paid information like.
How do you differentiate what's free and what's not free?
So normally what we do is, instead of me teaching them how to make a T-shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
I teach them how to sell a T-shirt, how to market a T-shirt, what supplies they need for T-shirts, just like the whole basics of everything they need to know. And once they got all of that, they're going to ask me, how do I make it?
That don't sound basic, though.
That is. The what? Why?
The supplies you need, you said?
It's valuable, but it's something they can Google. So I'm like their Google. I'm going to give it to you for free. I'm going to tell you what vendors I use. I'm going to tell you what's the best products, what's the best time and temp when you're heat pressing. And when you learn all of that, you're going to be like, that was so much free value. Now I want to learn how to make the t-shirt. That's when you're going to pay to join the subscription. Because I just gave you so much free game that you like, wait a minute. I got to see what's inside of her membership.
Yo, so let's go back real quick. And we're going to get into your story, but I'm learning myself. So, but when you first was calling yourself a crafter,
right?
What was interesting to me is, it's like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, she just makes shirts. I'm thinking like crafting is like, I don't know, like making all type of designs and like toys and like, I don't know.
It is.
But like, you talking about vinyl and I'm like, bro, that's just making a shirt. But why do you call it crafting? I'm just curious.
I started off making t-shirts, but as a crafter, we creative. We want to come out with the next thing that's popping. So now we're making tumblers, we're making pillows, we're making coffee mugs, we're making rugs, we're making curtains, bedspreads. Like, crafting is so broad. Like, we can make banners, we can make floor wraps, decals. Like, we wrapping caskets. Like, literally, crafting goes way above than just making t-shirts. So when somebody be like, oh, you a crafter, you make t-shirts? No. I'm like literally changing the world over here because It's more than just t-shirts and it's more than just vinyl. So you're probably talking about using like Cricut, Silhouette, vinyl. But then what I normally do, I do what we call sublimation. That's where you're taking special ink, special paper, you run it through a printer. Once it prints out, you use a heat source and it when you press it onto polyester fabric, the image goes directly into the shirt.
Direct
vinyl
garment.
Is more like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't say direct to garment. It's more like, I mean, you can.
Like a heat press?
It's more like screen printing, but you're not doing it with all the different types of paint. You usually just print out the design using the special ink, special paper. When you press it with the heat press, the image sinks inside of your shirt.
Wow.
But you can only use it on polyester fabric. So you can't use it like on cotton. So, you know, you can use white polyester, whatever the color shirt. As long as it's polyester fabric, it's going to work.
All right, so let me not be selfish because I know some information. Let's start over real quick.
Okay.
I know you're going to tell us a lot, but for the sake of the people that's watching, what made you get into crafting at first?
So I tell the story all the time. So my kids had a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was working from job to job. We didn't really have the money, so robbing Peter to pay Paul. But I still wanted to put my kids in some activity to keep them going. The coach came out with these hoodies, like, everybody need these hoodies. We finna go on a away game. We want everybody matching in sync. I couldn't afford it. So my brother was like, well, we're gonna find a crafter. I didn't even know about crafting. I'm like, what is a crafter? We're gonna find a crafter. She's gonna make the hoodies for you, and y'all gonna wear those. We get the hoodies. We wearing to the game, and the coach like, yo, we don't even want those hoodies that we have. We want the ones y'all wearing. So can y'all make hoodies for the whole team? I'm like, wait, so people really do custom-made, you know, hoodies, shirts. Yeah. So I reached back out to the crafter, and she was like, I'm not going to show you how to do that. You got to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take that order, but I'm not going to show you how to do it. So I'm like, wait, YouTube, I go.
Because
if she's gatekeeping that much, it's money in this
business. Gotta be.
It got to be money in this business. And that's exactly what I did. I went to YouTube.
And did you do the order or you?
I didn't do the order. It took me a whole year to learn. Like, That's what made me mad. That's what I talk about to this day. When you can just get up under somebody that's already where you want to be, you get there a lot faster. But it took me a whole year to master it.
It's funny. You said, I was just talking to my guy. Shout out to the Pro Creatives in the building. I was saying, like, sometimes it's funny because I don't really do the mentorship. I don't do none of that, right?
Wow.
But I do.
Okay.
It's like, I don't.
But you do.
But I do, right? Yeah. So, like, with my team. Like, that's really it. Like, with my team.
Okay.
So, and I was saying, like, bro, like, the benefit, and I hate saying this like this because I don't know. I'm not that vain.
Yeah.
But like the benefit of working with somebody like me is like you're going to skip steps.
There's
a lot of things that I learned that I had to, like what I was telling you, like there's a lot of mistakes that had to be made for me to get to this point. We talking about cameras and extra lighting and extra.
Like,
I had to not have that to mess up, to be in some real effed up predicaments to learn that I need an extra source of video or extra source of audio, right? And I'm like, when you work with people like that, you skip steps, and that's great, right? But nah, so I'm curious, because did she offer to sell you the vendor? Because usually I've heard that, like coming to Atlanta, I've heard people say, I'll sell you my vendor.
She didn't know. She didn't do anything. But what I've never told anybody this, but anytime I've talked with her, like if she made previous orders, I'd be like, oh my God. She'll say, hey, we ran out of shirts here, so I'm finna go to JDS to get more. So I'm writing down what she texted me, like, oh, she go to JDS. Then she'll say, I'm finna go to Coastal Business and get more of this. Oh, she go to So I'm taking like notes myself while she's telling me what she's doing for me. Mm-hmm. So when I came and asked her, she was like, oh no, I'm not finna do that for you. I already got enough information to go ahead and take off. Mm. And then all I gotta do is just go to YouTube and actually watch the how. Cause now that I got the supplies, I know where to go get everything. So
wow. Okay, so all right. Somebody, I'm doing some merch, right?
Okay.
Selling shirts. Somebody asked me, like, yo, where you get your shirts from? And we like close. I went to the same fraternity, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, bro, why would I tell you? Because we got the same audience. Like the same people gonna buy my shirts, gonna buy your shirts. And the reason my price point is so high is because of the quality of my shirt. So if I give you my vendor, right, then you're gonna use the same exact quality. You might sell it for cheaper, whatever it may be. I ended up giving it to him. I'm curious. In that case, why give it? Because you're giving vendors away for free.
Right.
Why not just charge them?
You sound like my student. Like, just because they doing what you're doing, they not doing it like you. At the end of the day, people don't buy products because of the products. A good shirt. Oh, it looks fine. They buying it because of you. You branded yourself.
You tell me I can sell that shirt, the same shirt at a worse, at a different quality, same price. That's
the same bag I get at Chanel, I can go to the discount mall and get it. But I'm going to go Chanel and pay $10,000. Chanel has branded themselves. Chanel has made you feel like this is quality. I don't care how much it costs. But the discount mall done got it for cheap and selling it for $30. I don't want that. I'd rather go spend all this money and buy a Chanel bag.
I would feel bad doing that. Like, really? I want you to have good quality. Like, that's my, like, that's why I sell it for what
quality.
I sell it for.
It still got to be good quality. But if you're giving him your vendor, I'm saying it shouldn't matter that he's doing what you're doing because he's not you.
Mm.
So you got to figure out how to brand yourself different to make people want to buy your products because of you, not because of the actual product.
Mm. Okay. I ended up giving them the vendor anyway, but you feel me? But it's funny because I seen somebody else, she had hair. Yeah. And like she started, everybody loved the quality, so she was selling her vendor.
Right.
And I thought that was genius, but I never seen that before.
Mm.
So that's why when somebody asked, that was before somebody asked me, so I'm like, I mean, I could just sell it to you.
You can sell it too. So you can do it to where I'm going to give it to the first 10 people for free, get those reviews coming in, them testimonials like, yo, I tried his vendor. It really works. I was able to start my business. Now that you got social proof, okay, my vendor is now $200. It's $300. But whoever you gave it to for free, like, yo, I'm going to give it to you for free, but it's got to be value for value. Give me a testimonial on what this vendor did for your life. And I'm going to use that now to run ads, run emails.
That's fire. So, but you give away vendors for free.
Right.
Why?
I get testimonials in return. Anything I do for free, I get a testimonial to run it towards something paid.
Oh, you smart.
Of course.
Oh, you're a little smart. Okay. Yeah. So, all right, what made you say, yo, because somebody withheld the information from you.
Right.
What made you even think about it in that approach, though?
Because I said I never want anybody to feel how I felt. If I could have just taught somebody the game, whether it was free, whether it was paid, it would not take them a year to get to where they got to go. And the longer they take, especially if I'm teaching them, the longer it's going to take for me to get that testimonial. Like, so I need you to learn up under me this fast so you can go spread the word. That word going to spread. Now I'm getting money. I'm getting sales by default. So I tell people all the time, when you give value up front for free, the sales going to come. You don't always have to lead with pay me, pay me, pay me.
Mm.
Give that value and it's going to come regardless. And that's what it's been doing.
So okay, it took for you 1 year to understand I need to go from B to C to B to B.
Well, no. So it took me a year to just learn the craft game. Then it took me another year to learn how to do what we call sublimation, because at first I started off just doing vinyl. Like I said, that's the one you can peel off.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2019, people were like, I don't want vinyl shirts.
Yeah.
I want shirts with my faces on. I got to go to a funeral. Can you put my brother's face on his shirt? I want his face on a pillow, a tumbler. I'm like, wait, what is that? That's not vinyl. That's called sublimation. So now I'm doing my research. So now I'm like, okay, let me go into sublimation. Did sublimation. It took off because everybody wanted it. They want shirts. They want faces with the shirts on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to. I wasn't able to, but I just got so caught up in like, yo, I just made $1,000 in a week. I'm finna quit because I want to go home. I want to make shirts. I want to do this full time. Not even knowing, like, people don't buy shirts every day. Right. Like,
it's seasons for...
It's...
Yeah. I mean, for everything.
Seasons.
So even I didn't know entertainment.
That. I didn't know that.
December come around, you're going to be hurt. You're like, where everybody at? He with their family. I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
But for you, it's probably lit in December.
Yeah,
like,
it's lit.
Okay. All right. So hold up. But because you told me it took a year to go from like starting to doing
to mastering. Well, no, it took a year to learn how to just what I need for the craft business, how to master making t-shirts.
And then another year to
and then
go
another
subscription.
Year to, no, another year to go from making t-shirts this way to now making t-shirts this way. So I went from vinyl to now I'm doing sublimation.
That's 2 years now.
That's 2 years.
So when did you say, yo, I need to go subscription-based?
When I quit my job, I'm at the house like, why is nobody buying t-shirts? Like I said, it's seasonal. I quit making $1,000 a week, but now I'm barely making $20. So what can I do? So I'm sitting on inventory still, even though they're not buying my custom t-shirts. I'm like, let me sell this inventory to other crafters like me. So like how you just said, okay. I'm finna get my vendors away. I'm finna do this. So now I'm crossing over to B2B. But before I start just trying to sell to anybody, I need a community. I created my first Facebook group. I reached out to a few other Facebook groups like, yo, shout me out because y'all got the audience that I need to sell this to.
Right.
They shouted me out. Now I'm in the group going live because I'm thinking everybody that's buying my inventory is supposed to know how to make it. Like, why would you buy tumblers and shirts and you don't know how to press them? What are you doing?
I mean,
they didn't. They wanted to learn. It's like, look, we're going to shop with you because we came to support, but just show us how to do it. So I'm going live for free, just showing them how to use my products in order to buy the inventory. But then my community, it's very important. They like, well, coach, since you're selling the inventory, why don't you sell us the other products and supplies that we need to make it? So now they want sublimation paper. They want sublimation ink. At this time, I'm sending them to other people because it's like, I'm going to stay in my lane. Yeah. I'm only going to sell this inventory. My homegirl got this. My homeboy got that. But if your community constantly asking you for, I want your products, put your brand on it. So I came out with my own sublimation paper, sublimation ink. Then my community asked, well, thank you for the free classes, but if you're giving us this for free, do you have anything paid? Like, they want me
to
push.
Yeah, yeah.
They want something paid because they like, this is valuable, but if you do something paid, I can imagine what you're going to do. So listen to my community again. Now I'm starting paid subscription programs where I'm giving value every month, but it gets to a time where I only know so much. So now I'm reaching back into my community who know how to design in Canva and Photoshop. Okay, let me make you a coach in my program. Who know how to set up Shopify websites and LLCs? Because I'm not trying to do everything, but now I'm finna collaborate with people that's already up under me. Let me bring you up. I'm going to pay you to teach every week. So now I got this subscription-based program where I barely have to go live because now my coaches do everything.
Mm. Yo, it's crazy. Joe, didn't I just say, I'm like, yo, this is going to be good. I was watching, I thought I was watching something, and I turned it off. And he's like, you ready? Oh, man, it's about to be good. Literally, I ain't even finished. In my life, I'm like, it's about to be good. Yo, so hold up. My mind is blown away. Wait, before I go on, at what point did you know, because I seen somewhere you were talking about like it, like crafting being a niche in itself. At what point did you understand how much that you hit the jackpot of like having a niche and that niching down is important?
I would say when I grew that community, because most of the time, entrepreneurs want to sell what we want to sell. We want to make, we want services that we want a service for.
Yeah.
But when you get a community, that's just like your people telling you, no, this is what I want. You don't even got to do research because your community going to give you whatever you need. So just by them telling me, this is what I want to learn. These are the products I need. Can you provide it to us? So that's when I knew like, wait, so many people want to learn how to make t-shirts. So many people, you know, need the products, don't know where to go. Like you would think like, if you come in my community, you supposed to already know this stuff. They are complete newbies. Like, look, I just found you on the gram. I'm coming to your program. Show us from A to Z what to do. So it's like, people really paying this kind of money for crafts? Like, it blew my mind. So when 2020 came, during COVID, like, so many people was getting laid off from their jobs. So they like, yo, can you help us start a t-shirt business from home where we can still supplement our income? And that's when our business literally, like, everybody wanted to start at home businesses. They asking what type of heat presses I need, what type of printers do I need, what type of supplies and weeding tools. Like they want to know everything, and that's when I knew like, oh, this is jackpot.
All right, hold up, because a lot of businesses got rich during COVID, right?
Yeah.
How are we getting the business now? Like, how am I? If I buy the heat press machine, I buy the shirts, whatever. How am I getting business now?
I'm showing them how to market. You got to promote on social media. That's something you can't get away from. Once you're making money from social media, you got to invest into paid advertisement, invest into email marketing. I tell my students all the time, like, just because you're getting a lot of followers, them ain't your followers. Them Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Figure out a way to get them off of Instagram to your email list, whether you're giving out a free lead magnet, something to just get them to say, you know what? Let me get her my email. And then when you get that email, now you need to nurture them throughout the week. A lot of my students in the beginning just like, sell, sell, sell. Buy my t-shirt. Buy my Tumblr. But if you can just get them on your email list and tell them, why should they buy your t-shirts? Hey, don't you got a family reunion coming up? Don't you got a party that you got to attend? Don't you got a graduation coming up? Like, educate them on why they need your product in that email, because you done took them off of social media, and they gonna buy, because it's like, she's not always trying to sell something. She's literally showing us why we need the product, when we need it, because if you messaging them in Christmas time talking about grad shirts, I don't need it right now.
Right.
But if you messaging them around April, that's in demand. I need graduation shirts.
Yeah.
Target parents, target kids that's in the 12th grade, like, talk to them to get...
You said you did that. You had unfollowed all your friends or something like that.
I did. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I did.
Like,
I did. When I was making custom items, I did unfollow everybody on my friends list and started following, like, you know, parents that had kids, because I'm like, I'm finna start making party favors. I'm finna start making banners. Anything dealing with children. And I know a mother gonna buy whatever for her child. I promise you.
Yo, that's genius. I probably would just post. You know how to, like, I don't know, it's probably ignorant. But you know what I mean? You know how people be outside of Home Depot?
Yeah.
I don't say what people, but you know how people be outside of Home Depot.
Right.
Lining up to I was just ignorant. I'm sorry. But you know they be trying to work, right?
Right.
That would be me at Party City. I would just be standing at Party City like, look, I know you got a party coming up. Like, I could do your shirts.
Hey,
like,
get them custom made. Don't go in here and buy.
Listen, what? I'm outside of Party City. Like, pick me up in a truck. Like, I give you a free shirt. Let me show you the quality. What? Man, I'm a hustler.
Really?
I'm outside of everything. I'm outside of Party City. What else, man?
But you don't have to do that now, because social media taking over. Like, you don't have to do all that manual labor putting notes on cars. Like, social media make it so easy for you to find your customer and get them to buy.
Mm.
So why even do all that standing in front of Party City?
No, you're right. Because if you make a fire design, right? I'm thinking about it. And you put like an ad behind it.
Yep.
And Instagram, bro, I'm about to throw my phone away. Because like, I can almost guarantee after this interview, I'm going to go on Instagram, I'll see somebody else crapping like, yo, like, they be listening.
They listen to you.
They listen, bro.
They do.
Yo, that's crazy.
Be
okay.
Like, what?
So you got a whole community now.
Yes.
It's so many questions now. What are some of the questions that you get the most from, like, novice? Like, people that just came in and just want to start making money today.
They want to know the what, why, when. So if I'm going live showing them how to make a t-shirt, they coming in saying, oh my gosh, where do I buy the t-shirts from? Where do I get the inventory from? What supplies do I need? How do I market? Like, how do I start? So now I teach y'all that up front, and then I sell them the how. Because I already know you're going to ask about it. So instead of me just going live saying, this is how you make a t-shirt, I'm going to go live and tell you what supplies you need. I'm going to go live and tell you how you should market. I'm going to go live and tell you who you should sell to, who your customers are. I'm going to go live, like, all of those things. And then your next question after I give you the game is, I'm ready to learn the how. Okay, join my subscription program.
Yo, how long have we been doing recording? 32 minutes. They listen this far. They deserve something. So, all right, wait. How much is the subscription?
When it opens?
Yeah.
So, I don't have an evergreen. This is like an open and shut every 3 months.
Oh, you popping.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. How you get so much money that you can be like, nah, you can't just pay me anytime?
Challenges. That's what I want to tell you about. Challenges. Have you ever heard of a challenge?
Yeah. But that's crazy, bro.
That's how you get them.
I can't see right now. Maybe. But the fact that you could be like, nah, I'm not open.
I don't want the money right now. I promise you.
That's crazy. When
it happened, and I've done challenges, this is my 7th one coming up, it blew my mind how I was able to just work hard and grind for that first month and be able to sit out for the next 2 months until my next challenge starts. So I can go on vacation with my family. I can spend more time with my kids. All of that good stuff. And I'm still making this recurring revenue on a subscription-based model just from getting the people through my challenge. Like, that's why I got to tell the people. Nobody knows about
it. Okay, you going to tell me about it?
I am.
But hold on. Okay. How much it costs?
When it opens?
Yeah, when it opens.
So I have a few subscription programs.
What's the highest one?
$12,000.
Oh, shit.
Yes. But wait, it's for 90 days. It's for 90 days.
I don't even feel comfortable.
Let me tell you, people don't come in at that level wanting to learn that $12,000 information. They might come in as a newbie. I just want to learn the basics. Where do I get started? So I have a $179 a month program.
Okay.
Then I have a $199 a month program. Then I have a $349 a month program. So I really prefer people to go through those programs first to understand. Then you can say, okay, I've made enough money. I've got my return back on my investment. Now what you have for me. So I'm not always pushing this top level because people ain't ready for that. What I push is I have a 179 program that opens up in 3 months. Then you can join.
I'm curious, what the hell will $12,000 get you? Like,
it will show you exactly what I'm teaching you now. And if you amazed, look at your face. I'm like, you shit. Are amazed at the information now. Imagine if I really doubled down one-on-one and gave you like your exact blueprint based on what you do and say, this is how you do a challenge around podcasting. This is the information you're going to drop on them. This is how many people I expect to get in your program over the next couple of months to where now you can sit out. Mm. So that's what, if I'm telling you, off of a challenge I have made close to $700,000 in 3 weeks. And all I'm going to do is charge you $12,000. Why wouldn't you invest that?
You want some bullshit.
Why wouldn't you invest that? That's why I say it's good to get up on the people. Like what that girl did to me, she gave me power to go out there and learn how to master these skills. So now anybody else that get up on my mentorship, I'm going to shorten your time. It's not going to take you a year to learn this process. If you give me this money or whatever you pay, you're going to learn this in 90 days.
Listen, I'm black. I work hard for my money, man. I don't trust it. Tell me, give me some numbers. How many people actually succeed that pay $179, $199, $349, $12,000? Give me the percentage of people that succeed.
I'm going to say this. So we've been running this program for the low three programs for 2 years. We have had a minimum of 1,000 people stay in two programs every year. They don't drop out. We'll go up from 1,800, 1,300, but we always keep a solid 1,000 per program for the 179 and 199 every year. So you tell me, do the math. You tell me what is the success rate. Ain't nobody going to keep paying a month if they not learning nothing.
I don't even want to pay $9.99 for proms.
Exactly. So the numbers speak for itself.
Damn.
Yeah, and that's why I want to, this $12,000 program is teaching how I'm able to keep people in a program so long. Like, how is my retention rate? How are you able to keep doing this and people are not leaving? Like,
yo,
you need to learn that.
I'm going to be real with you. I've been in Atlanta for 3 years. I done seen, you know, like the entrepreneurs that's really been killing it. Like, you know, we all know who Circle Great. We know.
Yeah.
But, man, they lit. We know that.
Right.
I never heard of you.
Right.
And you going crazy? I believe it. It's like, God damn. Because, like, I got a thing for, like, people need to know, like, yeah, like, it's people that's popular.
Right.
And doing that thing. But it's a whole nother realm of people.
A whole nother industry. When I found out about crafters, I'm like, where all these crafters come from? Like, I'm telling you, it amazed me. The same way it's amazing you, like, that many people making T-shirts, that many people making custom tumblers and banners. Who would care to make a T-shirt? It's a whole world of crafters out there. We deep. Ain't that right? Deep, deep.
Oh, damn. You got shit.
When I tell you, my community, so my Facebook group that I started in 2019, now I have over 100,000 crafters in there. Literally. So when I grew my free community, I pulled people from that to join my paid community. So me giving that free value in the free community, people are waiting, like when your program open. But I'm already building them in this free community. Like, keep joining my free, keep getting here, getting value. So when I open up, I don't have to really go search elsewhere. I can just pull from my free community. Mm. I got a paid program.
So you tell me I need to do this.
Definitely.
Because I'm thinking, okay, you just teaching people how to do shirts, but now I understand why you promoted yourself. Because it's more than that.
Yeah.
You teaching people how to have a podcast community, how to have whatever.
Yeah. You don't have to craft. Like, whatever skill you have, you can build a community around it of those people that want to learn specifically that. And then from that community giving value, like how you just sat here and told me the equipment I need, why I need lighting, I would have been willing to invest. What's your paid program? Because if you're giving that information for free, I know you're dropping some real gems in a mentorship somewhere. But the fact that you say you don't even have one, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't have one.
I don't want to interview you, but what are you waiting on?
Ain't no excuse. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I guess I didn't get, my mind hasn't unlocked that part of the business yet. Like, my mind literally just unlocked merch.
You so knowledgeable, not even around merch, like just what we talked about. And then you're living proof. You're doing podcasting. There are people that's going to come on your show that's like, how did you do this setup? How did you know what was the right equipment? You just told me you went through a few cameras before you found the right one. Mm. That's information we're not going to learn on YouTube. We're going to have to waste money, go through time, trial and error to find out the right camera. But since you know, just get me in your program and take me direct to the source. Mm. People are willing to pay for that.
Facts. That's so cool. I'm sorry. You just took me all off course. Joe, can we turn that light off? I'm thinking about, oh, shit, make sure I sit perfect. This one. Yeah, my bad. I'm tripping. Okay. All right. So, damn. It makes so much sense. It's no real question for it because it's like, why do you think people take so long to get there?
Yeah.
What?
Because they don't have the mentorship. They don't have the training. But most of all, they don't have people that's willing to give information, like you said.
No, that one, Joe. That one. Yeah. My bad. I'm sorry.
People be gatekeeping. Like you said, why would I give my vendor and we selling to the same audience? So imagine people that want to get to your level, but you gatekeeping. Mm-hmm. So we don't have enough people out here that's willing to give out free value without even worrying about you going to step on my toes because I'm good. So let me tell you how to get to where I'm at. And I ain't... So that's why people's taking so long to get to where they are, because we don't have enough people willing to share this information.
But not even that. What's taking us so long to understand I need to do classes, courses, or master
class? Limiting beliefs. It's all in our mindset. We feel like, because before I got to the point where I want to charge 12, I thought people would never pay that. Who got that kind of money? But then when you see people paying 12, it's like, oh, I can charge 20 now. Right. I can charge 30 now. Like, it's people out there that really would buy your offer, but they don't even know you got the offers because you're not pushing it. You're so busy pushing everything else that you want to push. But if you had a community, they would tell you exactly what I want to learn. My community tells me what they want to learn, so I'm able to come up with their next offer.
All right, I told you we wasn't going to just do business, man. Hold up. I'm going to get back to it. Quick intermission. How do your husband feel about this?
He loves it.
Why?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
How can I say this? My husband come from a different background. We already know. We ain't got to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started tapping into my gift, making this kind of money, I went and got him and said, you don't have to do that anymore. I'm going to show you a different lifestyle.
I know he loved it. Because he probably wanted to. Because niggas don't never want
he
to do
did.
That.
Like, he was like, yo, like you don't know how you just changed my life because that's all I knew. Like,
yeah.
He didn't graduate either. So he come from a harsh background. So to see somebody like me that's willing to... Hey, come in the rooms, I'm coming in. Now he has a whole different mindset, what type of business he want to start now. So I'm trying to help him come up with his skills so he can start his own subscription-based program.
You know, I ask that because usually men, like we have this workaholic way about us, right? And the fact that you're like, yo, I could do this for 3 weeks, I'll make this, and then I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking as a man, like, in my mind, I'm like, you can't chill, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't chill. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know no other way.
Yeah.
So that's why I was wondering, like, I wonder... Is he, like, being able to relax, too, or...
He is now,
still like
worker bee. He came from that hustler mentality, but when he seen that it was working for me and not just, like, temporarily, but no, this is going on years, and she's still doing this kind of money plus more. Like, okay, what can I do to support you? What can I do to help you? So I'm like, I want to start a family. I already have a family, but I want to start over because when I had my kids back when I was 18, I had two kids before 18, I couldn't provide them the lifestyle that I could provide now. So my goal for him was... When we get back together, I want you to give me a family. And
wait, when we get back together, what you mean?
Oh, I didn't tell you. So we got married in 2005.
Uh-huh.
And then we divorced in 2017 because he had that lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I came back and got him in 2021.
I came back and
got him. I did. Because I'm like, look, I want my husband back. Like, I'm tapping into all this money. Everybody I'm meeting is after what I got. I don't trust nobody. But you've been with me when I have nothing. When I was sleeping in the car, like, literally. So you deserve to have me at my best because you were with me at my worst. So let me come back, show you this lifestyle, and see what you want to do. And he's been stuck ever since.
Shit. Okay. God damn. This shit is getting... Like, the crafting part is cool, it's dope, but it just keep getting better. Okay. As a woman, though, right? Like, how was it managing a relationship being a breadwinner, though?
I've always been around it. My mom, my aunts, I don't know. I think it's just, like, a generational thing. Like, I've never seen in our household where a man made more money than any of my mom or my aunts. Like, they always been the breadwinner. Yeah, definitely.
Where you
like,
from?
I'm from McRae, Georgia.
I'm trying to figure out where are you at?
It's the kind
like, what the fuck is going on? Like, for real?
Yeah. We from a small country town, so it ain't really a lot of jobs down there. But you know us as women, we're going to make a way out of no way. So, yeah, from where I come from, most women is doing more than a man. So, you know, you might got house dads. They the one that's cooking and cleaning and taking care of the kids. And then the woman is the one that's, it's not your traditional relationship. So it's like, yo, we're going to do what works. We're not going to do what everybody else is doing.
So it never bothers you.
Mm-mm.
Hold up. Even with the introduction of Instagram.
What about it?
It never bothers you. Because, you know, Instagram came around and then everybody is just, is no 50-50. Man is doing everything. I stay at home. I don't do nothing.
I'm not. Our situation, like, I don't compare my situation to social media because we already know that's a flex. And I look at it like, even with the Instagram girls, the BBL, I don't worry about that. I look at my relationship sometimes like business.
Mm.
People shop my products because of me. When it comes to my relationship, my man gonna be with me because of me. No matter what else somebody else is offering, ain't nobody is another me. So that's what I don't worry about, ever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I know what I offer. I know what I bring to the table. You ain't going to find nobody else out there doing it like me. I promise you.
But no, I'm saying vice versa. Right now, we see women on Instagram like, man, my man pay for everything. He do this, he do that. You never was like tempted to like, I want that. I wish a nigga paid took care of me.
No, because I feel like when men take care of you, they kind of control you. So it's kind of like, oh, wait a minute. Now he want to know where I'm at, what I'm doing. I don't feel like it's that way with women. If women is doing for men, it's just like, look, respect me, be there for me, support me mentally, emotionally. I ain't finna care about where you got going on. As long as you come to the house at a decent time, like, we not on you. But men, just from experience, if they taking care of you, they want to know what, when, why, how, where, who, all of that. Oh, what are you spending this on? What are you, like, yeah.
I've never been in this situation, but I've heard people. What? Really what?
Just like for a woman doing. You saying you never been in that situation to where a woman, you always doing for the woman?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think that's me. I think I got a disorder. I need to go back to therapist. I don't know. Like, I got problems. Like, I don't know. Like, it's a Superman complex. I need to get rid of that shit. Like,
well, at least you know.
No, we need to do some action now. Like, knowing is the beginning. Like, we need some action behind it. But anyway.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, usually I hear people say, woman, not people, say, like, men get intimidated if a woman is, like, the breadwinner. And they start lashing out just... I don't know the exact word, but projecting, right? Like, so now they're mean or they're acting away because they want to be in a position that their woman is in.
And I went through that. I went through that a few times before I went back and got my husband because I'm like, I never went through that with him.
Okay.
So it's got like, it. Before I went back and got him, when we got divorced, I did try to date, but trying to date in a position I'm in, men looking like, wait, oh, you did a $100,000 lunch in an hour. I didn't do it. That ain't my money. So, and it felt like I couldn't even share my wins with this person because I'm going to feel like, oh, I'm going to lower him or make him feel lower or make him feel less of a man. So it got to the point where I was holding in my wins and I can only talk about it in these rooms that I'm getting in. But when I go home, I can't even mention how my day has been good or what happened today because he wasn't doing it. Mm. And that's when I knew like, no, I'm not going to dumb myself down. Let me go back and get my man. Because he don't mind me sharing my wins. He's going to be like, oh, okay, what are we going to do to get to the next bag? It's never been like that. So I went back and got my bag.
Yeah, you said something that was interesting. As long as you be there to support me
mentally, emotionally.
Emotionally. How does a man support, not even just a woman that's super successful, but just a woman in general, emotionally, when we think so logically? How do we show up for you emotionally?
Like, I like to talk a lot. I like to vent a lot. I go through a lot of stuff in business. So he listens to me. He tells me what I should do, like, especially with me going through. So in the crafting industry, there's no other crafter that I know of doing this at this level. So I started losing friends.
I believe
friends.
You, because there ain't no other crashes that I think I know in general. okay, my bad.
But. Right, so I'm losing friends. I'm, like, going through therapy. It's just so much. And he just always been there, like, I can cry on him. He'll be like, yo, don't worry. Like, just being that shoulder to lean on, because it's hard out here for some. Like, you know, like, in this industry as an entrepreneur, when you get to a certain level, you can't confide in everybody, because everybody going to start feeling like you bragging or, oh, my gosh. She always talking about her wins, but with him, it wasn't nothing like that. So just giving me that shoulder to lean on is just, you know, like even when I meet people, he has more of a discernment eye than me. I'm friendly. Like, hey, he be like, watch that one. Mm. So he sees stuff that I don't see in the background because I'm just so used to networking and mingling. But he'll be like, watch that one. And everybody he tell me to watch, literally, whether it's a month, a year later, they do something to be like, how did I not catch that?
This shit about to be 2 hours. Hold up. Hold up. We're going to get back to the craft, and I promise in the business course, everything. We can't just skip through that. How did that start, though? Because if you're friendly, right, and you got discernment, right, you're just, we have a, because I'm friendly, we have a tendency of seeing everybody how we are.
Right.
Right, so I'm not assuming that you're going to be petty or whatever the case may be, right? I'm not assuming that.
Right.
So if somebody comes to me and be like, yo, watch out for them, My first thought is kind of rejection, because it's like, why are you thinking that?
Of course, of course.
So how did that start, and how did that, I guess, matriculate to the point of you trusting that discernment and not rejecting it?
After it happened so many times, so I'll say about the third time that he told me about these different people, I'm like, okay, I need to bring you with me, because everybody you see, you're going to let me know. Like, he just got that eye. But for me, when I got into the crafting business and I started coaching, like I told you before, I started bringing people in my community up with me, because I'm like, yo, you've never coached, so let me train you how to be a coach. But instead of them coming up with me to be a coach in their lane, hey, I'm bringing you up to teach Photoshop. I'm bringing you up to teach Shopify. Not what I teach. Now they coming up and seeing what I'm making. Now I'm finna overpower you. I want to step on your toes. I want to be a you. Mm. So I'm finna go behind your back and create the same program you got. And now I'm finna come in your group and try to steal your people. Mm. And now if we don't work out, I'm finna go on Instagram and YouTube bashing your name. Even though I've been up under you, you done helped me make 20, 30, 40,000. But since I haven't gotten to your level and I couldn't be a you, I'm finna bash you. And everybody that did that, he said they was gonna do it. He said, watch out for that one.
Pause. I think.
My bro. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I don't know how long that was, but damn, I should have been saying, I'm sorry. I know, like, people.
We might can edit it to where, I don't know.
Ain't no editing a video.
We can cross. We can go back.
Whatever. All right. So let's go back. All right. I always say the same thing. Like, I don't ever want nobody that's working with me that, it's going to sound crazy, that want to be on camera a little bit. I say that because I think we all can be Jordan.
Right.
Like, if you want to be a cameraman, you could be Michael Jordan at being a cameraman. I don't want to be a cameraman.
That's true.
Like, if you want to be a producer or a light engine, whatever, I don't want to be that.
That's true.
I just want to be talent.
That's true.
I can teach you how to help you do that, but I don't want to be it. So I would never get jealous of you. I'm never going to want your spot. If you love what you do, you're never going to want my spot. You're never going to get jealous of me. And I think that's the perfect team. I don't know where it happens where, like, you build these teams and they start wanting to do one thing.
Because
and then,
they're Michael Jordan at whatever they're good at ain't making the money your Michael Jordan is. And if their goal is, I'm trying to get to your level, but you got me working behind the camera and doing all these little tidbits, but you the talent and you getting to this level, you getting cars, houses, you getting these friends, I want to be a you.
But so, you can, though. Like, nigga, you start a masterclass of how to be a cameraman. you can start a masterclass of how to be a cameraman. You could tell people what cameras to get. You could do the same thing.
I wish it was that easy.
It's not.
No.
Why you don't think so?
I literally been through it. Because then they would, so like from my experience, they would start their program that's exactly like mine. And they might even sell it for cheaper. But then they don't know how I run my back end. So they don't know that I'm running advertisement, pay ads, emails, doing SMS, going live. They looking at it from the front end like, oh, she just started a class and I'm finna just post it on social media and make money. But then when they see why it's not working as fast as hers, not even knowing she been in the game over 4 years, I just started 30 days ago. Why? And that's where the jealousy come in at. Because they like want to get there overnight. Mm-hmm. And here you are enjoying all the fruits of your label. Why I got to wait 4 years? Don't you supposed to help me get there faster? Ain't it your job to help me get there faster?
Do you know how powerful you are?
Yes, of course.
That's curious. It's funny we just having this conversation. And like, in my mind, like I overlook those things because for me, like, I do this, not trying to brag, I swear. Man, I could do all this shit with my eyes closed by myself, yeah. respectfully, right? Yeah. I love my team, like, respectfully, right? And I was working with somebody, and, like, it's getting frustrating because I got to keep telling them how to do it, which way to do it, why to do it. Like, and it's frustrating because, like, bro, just get it. And I was just telling my guy, I'm like, I need this because it shows me how to teach, right? Mm. One. And then two, it shows me how valuable or how important what I'm doing is. Because yep. sometimes I overlook myself because I don't see it as that powerful. Because it's me, it's like, it's just that.
Yeah.
Like, the way I post a video, how I post a video, why I post it like this. It, like, for me, but those are the things that help me get viral clips, help me get big guests, all of that, right?
Right.
Whereas though somebody else, they see a spot, they want to do it, but they don't even understand.
The back end.
They don't even have a clue.
Sleepless nights, like, the sacrifices, no.
Like, it's like even something as small as you come in like, oh, you did your research, it's the first time. And for me, I'm like, huh? Like, that don't even make sense. Like,
really?
It, like, why wouldn't I? Like, that's just... It's clockwork. It comes with the territory.
Wow.
Even if it's 30 minutes, you have to know who you're talking to. Like,
that's why you need to start a podcast training program, because a lot of podcasts, I'm telling you, don't know to do that. So the fact that you're saying, I know to do that just off the top of my head, they ain't go through the proper training. So that's something I feel like when you start it, if you start it, that need to be like in module one. Researching your guests and knowing.
Like 50, 20, 30. Something. Damn, like Google, nigga. Like,
yeah.
Like, just who am I talking to? Who is, like, just, maybe because I'm a curious person though. Because, like, even with you, I'm gonna be real. I'm like, okay, Cassandra. Okay, she do crafting. She looks at Instagram. I'm curious. Why she got so many followers? I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
Really?
No. So I go to YouTube, and I'm like, oh. This shit is real.
Oh, okay.
I said, wait. I'm like, why do she got so many views on talk about how to cry? I'm like, okay, cool. Hold up. That could be fake. I go to comments. Niggas is talking. I'm like, all right. Am I lying? I'm not telling no lie. I'm giving
really?
Real. But that's because I'm just curious, though.
Right,
like,
right,
that's
right.
Why I do interviews. I'm really just, I'd be like, yo, why? Why? I don't understand. I don't
right.
believe it.
You thought it was about followers.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like, you do crafting. I'm like, I never seen nobody.
Oh, wow. And that's crazy because everybody say that, oh, you a crafter. They don't even know we get into the bag over here in this industry. Like, don't underestimate the crafters now.
Damn, son, this is dope. So the relationship is flourishing.
Yes.
Ever since you went back, the business is flourishing.
Yes.
What are some things that's going wrong?
Teams.
Retention or getting them?
Huh?
Retention or just building them?
Building. Because when you get to the next level, you can't really do it by yourself. You want to start hiring people that's their expertise. Like, as a crafter, they want to send out emails, pack the boxes, ship. They want to do everything. When you start building and you start getting to that next level, you got to bring on an email team, a copywriter, a ads team. Like, these are people that's their expertise, and they're going to help you get there a lot faster.
So is it finding them or keeping them, though?
I would say both.
Yeah, retention. Because
if you don't do your research when you're finding people, even when they, like I said, like, a lot of the problems that I've been having is they'll tell me, is this one price, that this is how much I'm going to charge you to do this. But then when I start seeing how much money you're making, oh, okay, let me up my prices. So now I can't even keep them because you nitpicking me. Like, but this is the price that you've been charging me. Why you count my pockets? You don't know my overhead. You don't know my payroll. But you feel like, oh.
You treat me like Walmart. I get it. That's what they do.
Really?
Shit, I do the same thing. Walmart do not get the same price as the small entrepreneur.
Yep.
But that's how they do. They, like, yep. start counting your pockets. Like, oh,
yep.
she got it. My budget is this now.
Yep.
This how much it costs now. You know damn well you don't charge that damn
exactly.
much.
Exactly. You only charging me that because of who I am. Like, I even had, like, people I say, hey, can you make a design for me? On your website, your design might be $35, but to me, it's $2,000. Why am I paying $2,000 for a design that's on your website for $35? So this is my price of who I am? So you're running to that a lot. Like, I get that a lot.
Yo, you know who you remind me of? I know I'm not. And interviewing, if you're watching this, you never do this. Never do this. But she's so dope, so hopefully it's a good comparison. You remind me of Tarika Lynn Smith. I don't know if you know who that is.
Tarika Lynn.
She's a real estate guru.
Okay.
Story fire. One of
Tarika. Yeah.
Oh,
Tarika.
one of the best stories ever. Like, really? Crazy. And, like, her energy is just phenomenal. Yeah. So I'm talking to you. I'm like, yo, you, like, everything is on par. Like,
it is.
The relationship, the story, the business. Like, most importantly, the business.
Yeah.
But, like, everything that come with it. And it's like, that's how does it feel being a woman at the top doing this, though?
I wake up every day and pinch myself, like, because I even thought that I was a COVID business, that I had a COVID community, that when COVID's over, everybody's going back to work, they're going to fall off. But to see the business doubling, tripling, it's like me, little me from McCray, little me that dropped out of 12th grade, little me that had two kids by the age of 18, like everything that the society tells you, you won't be nothing because of what you did before. So now I'm like really setting the bar high. Like, you can do it too.
Mm.
If I was able to, not saying I ain't gonna never go back and get my GED, but I ain't got it yet. And I'm still, so it's like, don't let like the things that people are telling you why you can't be nothing, that's what's holding you back. Don't listen to them. Mm. You got to tell yourself, like you just said, no, do you know you're powerful? You got to tell yourself that, girl, do you know you're powerful? Do you know who you are? And like, just block all the outside noise. And yeah, get it.
Did you always think that? Like, when was the wake-up moment? When was the moment when you was like, oh, bitch, you go, girl? Like, when was that moment?
I will tell you the truth. It was joining mentorship. When I changed my circle and I got around other seven-figure entrepreneurs, other six-figure entrepreneurs, eight-figure entrepreneurs, they don't talk small-minded like the people that I came up with. So just getting in these rooms, paying for these mentorships to be like, yo, if you think like that, I can think like that too. If you can do it, I can do it too. So just, you know, getting into these rooms and just getting around other people that's in your, you know, doing what you're doing, because everybody else is not going to understand. Like I said, sometimes if you're talking to other people, they're going to feel like you bragging. Mm. Oh, I ain't doing it like that. So why you got to, but when you get around other people like you, they be like, yes, girl, what's next? What we doing next? What's going on? And you be like, oh, I can do it. Mm. And it makes you, I tell people all the time, I'm a mastermind junkie. I done got into like 12 masterminds. I'm going to probably drop like 10 of them by next year. But I just love getting in rooms with other people.
See, that go that bragging shit again. The audience ain't catch it. I caught it. She said 12 max, because y'all niggas don't know how much this shit costs.
She said, I look at it, it's personal development.
Nah, facts,
like,
facts.
If you willing to, like, before I got into masterminds, I used to spend my money, like, on cars, Chanel bags, like, looking fly.
The best investment is self-investment.
Now, I'm paying other people whatever level they on, let me pick your brain. But the only way I can pick your brain is if I pay with you or whatever you want. Mm. So now I'm researching people just like you do. I joined Myron Golden's program. I joined Neo's program. Like, I'm people that's already at a level I want to go to, that's where my investment's going in at. Mm. Now, I'm not spending it on, you know, name brands. I don't care about that. I want to spend it on people and get in their head.
You still pulled up in something nice. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You might have to get a toy here or there. I'm just saying, we don't got to tell them, but it's just, yo, this is truly dope. This is incredible. Yo, let me ask you this then, because I know when it comes to these programs, even yours, when we come to talk about the mastermind, again, as somebody that don't know no better, the first thing I think about is I need the highest program so I can get the most,
mm-mm,
right? And that's not true.
No.
How do we know when it's time to graduate?
When you don't major return back on your investment from the load. So that's what I tell my students. Invest in my smaller tier program. Go through that. When you done made that back, okay, now let's go to the next level. When you made that back, but if you joining my lowest program and you ain't even still figuring out how to get your return back, how to market, like, you still need help in that area. But if you get to the top program and you don't make your money back, you're going to start blaming the mentorship. You're going to start blaming the coach. Oh, they not doing what they say they want to do. It ain't them, it's you, because you try to get to that level faster than you should have. So I would say, when you start at the level that you can afford and you see how easy it is for you to make that return, then you know, okay. Because that's how I knew. I would have never joined these type of programs back when I first started. Like, I just started making money. Let me figure out how to manage it, where to put it at. Let me get teams. Let me get systems. Let me, all of these different things. Okay, now I got some extra money. Let me invest it into these mentorships and then the next mentorship. So I would say, once you make the return back on your investment from the first, whatever you join, then you know, okay, I'm ready. And then you, not just, you know, paying for it, but actually putting the action behind it. You seeing the results because you doing everything. You putting in the work. So when you say, okay, yeah, you'll know. I mean, you'll know.
Hmm.
You ain't finna just go out there spending that kind of money. You ain't even
some
made money.
Some people be surprised, bro. Like, some people, even like when it comes to buying things, Like, I'm gonna buy the most expensive thing because I just think it's gonna last longer. I'm gonna buy the most expensive thing because I think it's the best quality. Mm. So when it comes to mentorship, I would assume that mine go the same way.
Mm-mm.
I ain't gonna get the beginner. I want to be her. So I'm gonna get the 12,000 so I can be her. Mm-mm. Hotel, you missed so many steps.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I share my story of where I started. I never say I started out making millions of dollars. I never start there. I tell my story of being a hotel. Just like you tell me, you were like, yo, I heard you was in a hotel. You couldn't afford your kids' hoodies. I always tell that because I want them to know where I started and this is how I got here so y'all can see my journey.
Mm. Yo, how long we been doing this? Hour.
Oh, that's
cool.
It.
No. Hold up.
He like, right. Hold on.
We need to give away some money. I told you.
Okay.
If they watch this for an hour, they deserve this.
I agree.
I need, this ain't for everybody though. Just because it's so phenomenal. And that's my first time ever doing this. We got to give three women.
Okay.
Black women.
Oh,
sorry.
I like that.
I don't care. Sue me.
He said sue me.
Three black women. An opportunity to go from, what you say is 179, 199, then three what?
349.
They gotta go through three of your courses. Three women.
Okay.
I told you I was gonna actually get some money.
I like that.
Like they gotta go through the first one first for free.
Okay.
Go through the first one, graduate. The only way they graduate is if they're making more than $149 a month.
Right. $179
a month.
Right.
Right? So they got to graduate.
Okay.
This is on them.
I agree.
It's three. $179, $199, $349. Can we do that?
Of course.
I'm dead ass.
Make it six. You growing my community because once they come, they stuck. So thank you. You know what
I'm
saying? All
right, sick. So if you've been watching, it's an hour. So I mean, listen, like, anybody listen to this for an hour. But if it's you, you deserve it.
Yeah.
But you got to, let's say, go on to one of our, we're going to do collab posts, three collab posts.
Okay.
Go on to one of the posts. Tell us your story.
What you mean?
Which, like, tell, like how can they, we want to make them do something. They got to do something. I was going to say comment under the post your story. Tell them you're trying to get into the three programs.
I like that. Yes, tell us your story.
And we should get comments that's telling the story so we're going to know what you want to do.
I agree. I like that.
Six.
And I can read through the comment. Ooh, that'd be dope.
Six black women.
No.
Uh-oh.
I want to do, because I'm telling you, I told you my story.
Let's do it.
I want to hear from women that were single parents
that
maybe didn't make it out of high school. That maybe
now we closing it down. Shit.
Yeah, that maybe
these people they doing good now. Shit, but go ahead.
I don't know. Now it's some people out there that nobody's giving them opportunities because everybody feel like, oh, she done made it already. Like, no, you probably still.
So can we keep it open, right?
Okay,
but you know what you're looking for.
Yeah,
right.
And then let me read through the.
Yeah, you can read
like
through
that.
It. So like, if still right, that might not be you. You might be a hustler. You might really want this thing. You might get chosen. Write your story.
I like that.
Six black women.
Six black women.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And look, we trying to change lives around
yes,
here.
Yes, this is dope.
How important is that to you, though?
Very.
Why?
Like, because I don't know. I told you my story. Like, just trying to learn from somebody that was already in the game and she not wanting to share information. Like, I promise myself, anybody else that wants to learn how to do exactly what it is that I do, I'm not withholding any information. Now, I might charge a small fee. But I'm going to teach you what I know, and it's your place to want to get to that next level. But I'm never going to gatekeep.
Your story is so special. I want to know more about you, right? I never ask these type of questions. It's simple. I I'm one of them people that skip, like, the small things, go straight
and
to
and go straight to it.
Yeah. But it'd be the small things you can learn a lot from somebody. I'm going to ask you this. If you could give a piece of advice to somebody who's going on a similar journey as you, right? That trying to start their own business before we even get to subscription, or if that's it,
right?
What would the advice be, and why?
Never take no for an answer, because I'm gonna just always go back to that, because that person telling me no made me go find a yes. Mm. A lot of people hear no and feel like that's it. That might not be your door. Mm. So if somebody tell you no, okay, keep trying until you get a yes. Don't keep. Like, don't stop. So just keep going and never take no for an answer. Keep going until you find your yes.
Even in moments where it gets annoying, because that can be discouraging.
Of course.
Because somebody say no and I keep asking, now I'm pissed. Now nobody want to work on me.
Okay, find your community or build your own table. That's what I did.
Sheesh.
Not for real. I had a lot of no's. And when I built the people that loved me for me, that resonated with me, all of them give me yeses now.
I'm going to add to that. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm a little like off the rocker. I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
Because I did it myself. Really? So I don't care about none of y'all. Like none of them. None of them. Because everybody told me no. Literally.
Really?
What? Boy, I got DMs to this day. I was trying to get people that be like, ignore me, all that. And what I was going to say is, it's funny how like they criticize you so much in the beginning.
Mm.
And you don't change. And they be the same people saying,
Can you? Can you hiring?
Bro.
Oh, you got, what?
Yo, can I be on you? No.
Can we collaborate?
No. What? Or not even that, right? Like, it'll be like, people criticize how you do things, right? And it's something that I don't like. And then they come back, give you backhanded compliments. And I'm going to show you what one is. Some people might not think it's a backhanded compliment, but I see through it. They be like, bro, you know why I love Jay? Why you love Jay, bro? Man, because he did it his way. I'm not trying none of that. Don't come and say that about me. You know why? Because when I was doing it my way and I was asking for help, you told me I should do it another way.
Oh.
I don't like that. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Because it's like, yo, you doing it. People, I'll be like, yo, you should do. And I'm like, no, I want to do it this way.
I want to do it my way.
I do it my way. And then the same people that was criticizing me like, yo, bro, I love you, bro. Like, you really stuck to your guns. You did it your way. Maybe you don't get the... I ain't trying to hear that. I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry, you call arrogant, whatever. Yep. I don't want
to
hear.
No, you got a right to feel like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Cause look at you now.
Blessed. God did.
And did.
I'm just saying. Yo, so okay. You want to talk about the mastermind? Like, I know we're not gonna sell, but like, I mean, like
so yeah.
Let's
you guys.
Just get to, we gotta go back to business.
Come yeah.
On. Mastermind. Tell me, what's going on?
So we have a mastermind. Well, not a mastermind. We have a challenge. Coming up in October. Basically where we're gonna show you how to take your skill. It's basically for creatives, crafters, hobbyists, but really whatever you do, because you do podcasts and you was able to get a lot of gems from this.
Mm.
So you can still join the Ashwood Challenge, learn how to take your skill, build community around it, and then turn it into a subscription paid program. So I'm going to show up and do what I do best, go live for free. You can tell me from them free lives, oh my gosh, I need to be in her 5-day challenge because she gave so much game for free. I got 5 notebooks full. And when you join the 5-day challenge, from there, you can decide if you want to continue working with me, learning from me, and yeah.
Are you accepting everybody?
Inside of the
challenge,
free class, yeah. And inside of the challenge, yeah.
Okay, because the first thing I'm thinking about is, first of all, this whole promo run that you're about to do is full of shit. Because you got this, you got a community, fucking 1,500 people. You don't need nobody. Like, why? Like, what's the point of it? Like, you need more, like, help me.
So I don't need
I don't
more,
believe you.
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
I don't need more people.
Right.
But the offer that I'm making now, I've never made this offer before. And someone told me, you probably got people in your community right now that want to go to the next level with you. But because you're selling them these 179 programs, 199, they don't know what else you got to offer. They want to learn more. And I seen that when I went to a mastermind event. And about 20 of my students were there. And I'm like, how did y'all pay to get over here? Because they was giving money to my coaches because I haven't offered nothing that's more of what they need. So that's what I said. Oh, my gosh. I got to do it.
I'm going to ask you. I don't care. If we an hour plus in. They deserve it by now. What is it? What really that you got more? What more is it? Give me some. You know how to give me all of it. Give me some.
So the more is, like I said.
Don't hold back. No.
I'm going to tell you.
All right.
So what I teach now in the 179, 199, 349, I teach you how to craft. So you got to first learn a skill. So if you never made a t-shirt, never made a banner, you never made any type of craft, that's going to be your first step. Let us figure out what your skill is. From there, I want to teach you how to turn that skill into digital products because that's where we at right now. You can't just be like, oh, I want to sell t-shirts all my life. You got to figure out how can I take what I use for t-shirts, that's digital, and sell it to other people like me. From there, you got to figure out, okay, the people that's buying digital from me, now they want me to teach them a class. How much do I charge? Now they want a membership. How much do I charge? Now I'm trying to figure out how do I get people in this membership every single month to where I can take 3-month breaks. That's what I'm teaching at that next level. Mm. So in the beginning, I'm only teaching you the basics, craft and digital products. But when you say, I want to be a you, come on and follow me. So that's the more.
Oh, so I'm teaching you how to be me.
I'm teaching you
how
to be
me. So you ain't got to fake it and try to work for me and then try to steal
then
my
try
shit.
To,
just pay. I'm going to show you how to be me. Fuck it. Just,
this deserves
just,
a snap.
Just pull up, bro. And like, you ain't got to try to finesse
you
your way
gotta
in.
Like, I'm going to show you the whole blueprint.
Yeah, like, don't try to be my friend. Now I can have real friends. Like, just stay over. It's okay. It's just pay. It's okay. I don't need you to be my friend. Just be a client.
Be that's, a client. Oh my God. You just That's it. You just broke it down.
Okay. That's the more. This is good, man. What did we miss? It's so much.
I think we got everything.
Nah, it's so much.
Oh, we didn't say the website at the end.
Say
for
it.
Them to sign. Oh, this is live?
Yeah. I mean, it's not live. But
oh,
like,
okay.
But like,
So the way you can join the challenge coming up in October is by going to PassionToProfitsChallenge.com. I'm going to show you how to take your
tell
passion.
Them.
Oh, right here?
Yeah,
okay. So the way you can join the October challenge is by signing up at PassionToProfitsChallenge.com. I'm not going to spell it out because I hope y'all can just have it running across the screen.
I probably won't do that,
okay.
But it's okay. Hopefully they're not a speller shit.
But
like,
it's a two instead of a two. So let me spell
it. So tell
it.
Them.
So PassionToProfitsChallenge.com. You spell it passion, the number two, profits with an S, challenge.com.
And just for you, I might put it up there. I don't be doing all that
thank
shit.
Thank you.
But I might put
CJ,
it up there.
Look, I knew we had it.
I might do that,
I
man.
Knew
cause
was
like,
here. We was here.
Yo, this is...
This wait, was really good.
Nah, this is good, but
I'm going to tell you right now, he was one of my favorite. I don't know about y'all, but this is one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, thank you
and
so
I done
much.
Been on about five.
But wait.
Down to earth, knew the questions to ask. We didn't even give you a script. Like, you literally knew. You did your research. That was a plus when you could tell me my story. That means you paid attention.
Thank
so,
you so much.
I'm definitely going to refer more people.
But I just want to, we ain't even done. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Oh, go ahead. Do your thing.
So you about to, how far along are you?
I'm 4 months. And I just found that out 2 days ago. I didn't even know I was pregnant.
Congratulations,
thank
one.
Thank you.
The mastermind, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Class mastermind challenge.
Yeah.
Is in October.
Yes.
So you're gonna be like what, six?
Six or seven.
You ready for that?
I work from home. All you need is a laptop. You don't have to be nowhere physically. You ain't got to go in no warehouse.
But you know you had two kids. And that was young. That was a long. So you know it's about to be different now.
I just had a baby in November.
You did.
So it's just right. All yeah. Right, right, yeah. Right. And I literally last year made the most I ever made on bed rest from a laptop.
How was that? How was your husband relationship when you was pregnant?
Oh, he was very like supportive. Like literally,
what?
I don't have to do nothing. That's why I told him, I just need you to be supportive. I don't need you to try to go make more money than me. It's not going to happen. I just need, not saying
hey,
like
no,
this.
What's your husband name?
Wait,
yo,
no.
You better
yo,
take that class
wait.
And level up on her ass.
No, I'm saying it in a good way. He don't have to. I'm supporting him because he's supporting me.
Okay.
So I don't want us to both be trying to do this $1 million business. Who gonna be here with the kids? I need him to be a dad at home to help me raise my children. That's what I wanted when I started making money. A family that I could start over and raise and really fully be there. So by me going back to get him and him accepting to come back and giving me my two kids, I just want him to be comfortable, be a stay-at-home dad, and support your girl.
So wait. You ain't making all this
honest.
Money. You pregnant, all these emotions, and you don't be snappy. You don't be like
of
you
course.
Like.
Let me tell you something. She can tell you, of course, but he's the only one that can handle it. He was with me when we was kids. So I knew, like, the attitude I have, especially with me being pregnant, the emotions, he's the only one that can handle it. My mom used to always say, whoever handled you, I'm a Virgo. Mm. So she's like, whoever can handle you, going to have a strong mindset. That's what he had. That's what I love about him. Because anybody else would have been like, oh,
what's
no.
What's his sign?
His sign? Yeah. Cancer. So he's emotional by nature,
yeah.
Which is something I don't have. So it's like yin to yang. What's your sign? Oh, he might be a Scorpio. Oh! What? Oh, okay. Because I'm like, why are you scared
I just
to
got
say?
A thing with like.
When your birthday?
Nah, I'm a Gemini, but.
We're going to end this right. Look, we ain't even.
I love Virgos, though.
You do?
Yeah, I feel like I'd be so serious. I feel like Virgos from my, I love hate Virgos, but I feel like Virgos are super like kitty, like joking, like
oh, of course.
And I'm like, I can joke a lot, But I have a lot of moments where I'm serious. I be serious. Like, I'm gonna say, like,
what about the other personality?
I be locked in. Like, I'm not trying to have fun. I ain't trying to do none of that shit. Like, we ain't having fun. We working all day. But like my Virgo friends, they be so just like jolly, and it's like, it brings the kid out of me. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. So like, that's what I love about it. But a part I don't like, Virgos, from my experience, be super pushy. Like, you got to do everything they did. Like, bro. Like, one of my best friends is like a Virgo. He's like he's getting to it, though. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, he get to it. Real estate. Yeah. But he thinks that, like, because he did it, and that's good. Don't get me wrong.
We think you can do it.
And that's fine. But he tried to be forceful in it, though. Like, yo, it's like, bro, I can, let me do it at my time. Like, the more you push me, the more I don't want to do it.
Because we see something in you that you probably don't even see in yourself.
But the more you push me, the more I don't want to do it.
Really? You see it's working for him, and you probably telling him, like, I'm trying to get to this level, and he know how you can get there. You really seeing that he's pushing you to get there, and you like, I want to do it on my time. We don't have time.
Because every situation isn't the same, right? So I'm not going to... I just give
this
my...
This is good.
Like, for example, right? Let's say, I don't know, you're single.
Okay.
Right? It's certain things you can do that a person with a partner can't
right,
do.
Can't.
Let's say, I don't know, you haven't had kids yet. Is there certain things you can do? So it's like when you keep trying to push and push instead of being understanding.
If you put it like that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what I get from him a lot. It's like, but he's super motivating though. Like, I love him. But he's my best friend. So it's like, and that's what I've learned from Virgos. Like, I just, like, I don't have no issues with Virgos.
Yeah.
Scorpios, it'd be like yin and yang for me. You feel me?
But what about Pisces?
I think, I hate that I did this. Don't judge me. If y'all do, I don't care. I don't know, but I wrote this down. It's probably not. So my top three most compatible is Aquarius, Libra, and Aries.
Aquarius, Libra, and Aries.
Yeah, I don't know why. I looked into it. I ain't finished. But
I'm trying to see the similarity in those three. They are all kind of different.
What is it?
They went. Yeah, they kind of closed off.
Maybe. I'm like super like friendly. I'm like outgoing. What am I? Air sign? I think. I that makes sense. That would make sense. And I think that's all water signs. I don't know, man. I tried to figure this shit out, but I don't know. But now that's dope that you got somebody that can like handle all of those emotions.
Yeah.
Because. Okay, so I don't really talk about this publicly, but okay. Like I'm married, right? And me and my so but we like, you know,
yeah.
And I think the one thing if I could be better or if I could have been better was handling all of the emotions.
Mm.
I'm like I'm terrible with that. So when I hear like your husband's like admirable because it's like the fact that you can handle this big personality.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's like, bro, I'm trying to handle this business. Leave me the fuck alone. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? So it's like, that's admirable.
Yeah.
And it was always like that though, it seemed
like.
So you just found somebody. So the relationship advice is find somebody who meshes with who you are.
Exactly.
Don't try to change somebody.
No, and see, definitely can't change them. But everybody's not going to be perfect. Like, he might not have this, but he's good at this. So you got to pull those things out that's perfect for you, not perfect in the world's eyes. Because on the outside looking in, they're going to be like, yo, hey, we need to be working. He need to be making more than you. Why you?
It don't matter about that.
But to
me,
you can't let the outside people determine, like, what your relationship going to be like.
That's fire, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, we just got some relationship advice. We got business advice. We got life advice.
Crap advice. You all learned about t-shirts, everything. Yo,
this was good, man.
Yeah,
for the people that don't know, let them know how to follow you.
Y'all definitely make sure y'all follow me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Crafting with Cassandra.
This was good, man. This is one of them. Cassandra, you guys, J Hill Podcast. It's a wrap.
Let's get it. Ooh, this was good.
Man, that was good, man.
This was my favorite podcast.
Ah, man. Thank you.
It was. I need to give a testimonial. So now that...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.